In Gaza today, there were funerals for many of those killed in the recent air raids. Survivors salvaged what they could from bombed homes, and life returned to the city streets. Gaza's 1.7 million people are crammed into 140 square miles of land. They've weathered two major assaults in the past 4 years, and many families have suffered multiple tragedies. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story of one Gazan family trying to put the past behind them.
Seven-year-old Mahmoud Kurtom plays with his brothers and sisters barefoot in the sand by his home's doorway. He speaks only a word or two at a time, but he smiles a lot. He explains why his right arm is in a sling. I was playing in the doorway, he says, and then I ran away from the rockets. Mahmoud's sisters brought him to their father, Osama, who looked at him and saw nothing wrong. Then he noticed a wound under his arm where a piece of rocket shrapnel had entered, fractured a rib, and then lodged in his lung. Mahmoud now appears to be recovering. His injury was a horrible déjà vu for his father, the very one he had feared since Israeli air attacks began last Wednesday.
From the first airstrike, my memories began to repeat themselves. The fear reawakened in me. I remembered the tragedy. My son, my neighbors.
The last time Israel invaded Gaza nearly 4 years ago, Mahmoud's older brother Ahmed was 7 years old. He was playing with his siblings in the doorway of his house when a rocket exploded, killing him. While this was a horrible coincidence, Osama says, others around him have suffered the same sort of thing.
This is normal here in Gaza. This is war. Do you expect the enemy to bring you food and drink? Everybody has experienced loss in these wars.
After his son Ahmed's death, Osama lost his job as a truck driver due to poor health, and he's been surviving on international assistance and some help from his family. Osama says one of his daughters suffered from fits of anger and needed psychiatric care. Like many other people here, Osama believes the Israelis were deliberately targeting civilians and trying to eradicate Palestinians. This view came out in a conversation Osama says he had with another of his sons, Abdul Qadir.
One day, he asked me to buy him a gun. I asked him why. He answered, because I want to kill Israelis. I asked him why. He said, because they killed my brother.
Little Mahmoud is chasing chickens among the palm trees in his family's yard. He seems cheered up by the news that his school, where he's in first grade, will reopen on Monday, and that a visitor has brought him some chocolate. Since his son Ahmed's death, Osama has had another son, whom he has also named Ahmed. But he says there's no substitute for his lost son.
Even if I had all the money in the world or a new baby every day, it would never replace his memory in my heart. God compensated us by giving us the new Ahmed. Really, we're just trying to keep his name in the house.
Osama glances at young Mahmoud. He says Mahmoud may forget the trauma of his own injury, but he will never forget the loss of his brother. On the wall hangs a large color photograph of the first Ahmed. The picture has been digitally altered to show him in a cap and gown at the college graduation he never had. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Gaza City.